Vivi.
No, I don't even worry about that.
He's got Bill.
There was
four. I mean, they're weeded.
Oh, that's pretty. Yeah, that's clear. Not bad. Good. So this is like having a. I've got like a video camera watching two dudes, but doesn't look
like us. Does it look like that?
Yeah, it looks exactly like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to explain it, but there's like lights up there above.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like on my screen, like ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs or some kind of foreign writing.
That's the conspiracy.
So
I've actually got a fair few times.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Look.
Holy shit. I got four written.
I got,
and most of them are like, damn, this. And you see when you hear my notes, now I think about it, I'm like, yeah, that was like the mercy. It was like, damn, look at their suits. They use corduroy a lot.
I didn't put that one down because I would remember it. Because the fashion, that is.
Oh, well, 1993, I believe.
Maybe I am an expert.
Damn. Damn.
I am corduroy.
First time. I had that joke of like, have you heard about the corduroy pillows? Yeah, they're mine. That was the first time. Like, I've heard that joke so many times. Like,
yeah,
corduroy pillows. Who would make corduroy pillows? Now, I didn't think I'd own a corduroy pillow.
Oh, it obviously made headlines.
I did take a picture.
You did. You showed me. It'd be the first thing that happened when I came home. Look at this growing.
Yeah, you
literally got through the door sweating. And I'm like, yeah.
Headlines.
And then you showed me the photo. I'm like,
In my defense of Russian, I'm going to show you that. It had literally just happened.
It, to be honest, I need it.
Oh, good. That is what a stay at home husband does.
Hell yeah.
You've got to stay at home.
Come home to some music.
Just stay at home husbands and.
Yeah. Corduroy.
What a stupid idea. Why have we got a cushion that's. And I'll tell you what, it's can't put your head on too because it's got that rule for like.
Oh, like yeah, man.
Soft cushion.
Like, my thing with corduroy pillows, okay, I don't know if this is, like, a delusional take, but obviously, like, women sleep with, like, earrings and shit in, right? Like,
yes.
Like nose piercing. Wouldn't it get, you know how corduroy is kind of, like, layered? It's, like, kind of bumpy. Obviously, with the headlines. Wouldn't that shit get caught? Imagine you got, like, a little.
On the back of your earring, you've got a little stick.
Yeah.
But I've seen it. I don't have any earrings.
Oh, man.
But Sam's asked me to put them in, and I was like, oh, it feels weird.
It's so weird, dude.
Piercing someone's. Anyway, even though it's a hole, it's like if you told me to put through your fingers like that, I'd do it.
Yeah.
When it's actually a hole.
But it's something that you haven't done. Like, if I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, I pierce my knee all the time. You put a needle through here. I can't
do it. Because it doesn't feel like it's a big loose on them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a.
Damn. I'm Derek, and I can sing like this.
Yeah.
Sam wouldn't have seen that.
No. She hasn't seen Step Brothers.
She has seen Step Brothers. She's a big fan of Will Ferrell.
What?
She doesn't appreciate it. I get
who doesn't love that curly haired fuck?
I do get the argument.
Frank the Tank.
Will Ferrell. Every time.
Yeah.
Whatever TV show movie he is in, he is, like, that is the character.
Is that from old school? That's right, the basketball one.
It's not a basketball movie. It's like they go to college.
Yeah.
And they do like a college.
I don't think I've seen it once.
Movie.
2005, right?
Snoop Dogg's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe I haven't watched it.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg performs at his birthday party, Mitchapalooza.
Hookapalooza?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to show you the clip, man.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop Dogg at
Mitchapalooza.
Snoop Dogg Mitchapalooza.
Mitchapalooza.
I'm thinking of a master plan. But that's the scene before he comes in. He's like, all right. And he's like, you can bring your green hat.
All right. X-Files. Pilot episode. Yeah. Thoughts, concerns, queries.
Scully looks really small. And I don't want to know how tall she is. Because that opening scene where she's like walking through.
It looks like she was a child walking. Like, if they were normal-sized desks, it almost looks like, it was almost like Lord of the Rings perspective.
Yeah.
She was tiny, bro.
And she had, like, a big coat and big pantaloons.
Yes. You got a big old ass.
And, like, swimming in that
suit. Exactly.
So she could have appeared even smaller, but I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe everyone in that room in the FBI is, like, 6'5". And for some reason, the desks are specifically made that way.
Yeah, and she's getting picked on for being, like, the smallest, weakest person in a male-dominated environment. They're like, oh, you can go as far.
Yeah, maybe not in that aspect, but in the way it's shot, it's more like the perspective. Like, she's such a small, tiny cog in the machine.
That you think it's artistic that she's made to look small?
Very artistic. just like the
little hamster in
them. Yeah, just like what Peter Jackson did and with a perspective. Like none of that is CGI. Like Ian McKellen's really close and fucking Elijah Wood's really far away. And they shifted the set. I just reckon they shot it in a particular perspective from an angle that makes her look really fucking to show that she's a tiny piece. It's like alluding to that's how I interpreted that shot. But I could also be a fucking
I think she's like 5'2".
I think she's tiny.
She's got to be. That's the only explanation. She has to be like.
What's her name? Gillian Murphy?
Gillian.
Jacob? Gillian something. Gillian Murphy sounds
Gillian,
good.
No. Dana Scully.
Yeah. Her name's Gillian. 100%.
Is Gillian her last name or first
name? First name.
Gillian. Gillian of Gilligan's.
I reckon it's Gillian Murphy.
Dana Scully. Fictional character. Mm-hmm. As we know. Played by Gillian.
Yeah.
Anderson. What did you say?
I said Murphy.
Gillian
and
Murphy.
Jacob.
Well, you said. I said I had no
idea. Okay, how tall is she? How tall is she?
Good question.
5'10".
She's definitely just tiny.
She's a small person.
That was my first concern. I just wanted to see how tall she
is. That's crazy because that's like the first scene.
Yeah. I'm like, she's
so small. What do you think?
All right, what else have you got for?
Well, I wanted your thoughts on the whole episode.
Oh, the whole episode?
Yeah.
The whole first one?
Yeah, the first episode. And we got stuck at Scully.
Yeah.
How small she is.
Right. Well,
do you need a recap?
Nah, I'm recapping in my head.
Oh, okay.
I should talk, like, recap.
Yeah.
So there's people disappearing. There's kids getting dead for known reasons.
Yeah. Little mops. Yeah, yeah.
The town people seem to know what's going on.
Especially, like, the medical people, like the examiner and the sheriff.
Yeah. They never really explain more about it.
And what was with the ghost silhouette at the start? I know it's to hide
that was Billy,
but why show it like a ghosty motherfucker?
Yeah, and the noise that dude's car was making before what would have been a commercial break.
Yeah.
They annoyed me, those things.
Yeah.
But did they take from the overall story? Probably not. So, yeah, they did that. People dying. And I just thought, like, the whole episode.
Yeah, but
they never rescued that girl. She just disappeared.
Yeah, they never rescued the girl that he was like, turn around now. And they were like, we're the FBI. You can't do this. And he's like, you're on private property. And they're like, oh, shit.
The girl at the end, was that the examiner's daughter?
No,
was that someone else?
The examiner's daughter got taken away.
Yeah.
Peggy was already dead.
Yeah.
And so was Billy.
Oh, so the examiner's daughter did get taken.
Yeah, it got taken. It was never explained.
Yeah.
Because it ended up, Billy was just there. And he's like, Papa?
And then the girl couldn't explain anything.
Yeah, and the girl's gone.
So my thought at the end of that episode that summed everything up is like, okay, let's keep investigating. There's a lot more to this, but they're all just like,
well,
yeah.
Billy's going to prison.
She hands in the brain piece.
Yeah,
and that's obviously a big setup for all this other stuff.
Hmm.
And then old dude, the smoker man, puts the brain pin with all the other brain pieces.
Yeah.
Slides it away
in
the Harry Potter with the memories or anything.
Yeah, the prophecies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's Department that? What's of that prophecy. It's like the Department of They Shall Not Go There.
Yeah. Like, do not fuck this place up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like irreplaceable stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really weird. I don't remember that at all. And I think I watched this maybe. It would have been early 2000s. I definitely watched the 2008 series and the movies. I've watched all the movies. Fuck, they go hard.
2008 series would be like the last one, say.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's it. Oh, and I think there's a 20...
So do you know how it all kind of...
No, I can't remember.
So all of this completely super relevant.
Yeah. I know I definitely watched them. I remember going to the cinema to watch the X-Files movies. I think the first movie was directed maybe.
Yeah, I think so too.
But they're definitely the...
I completely forgot that there was movies.
Yeah, they tie in a lot of shit. Definitely the first... I remember the TV movie where... Because David Duchovny doesn't come... Remember they replace him with the T-1000?
Did they?
Yeah, the liquid metal man.
Yeah, right. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did.
How did Billy... It was Billy, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
How did he dig up two graves?
Like
12 minutes.
I don't know. And why? They were so clean. It was a clean...
I know he used machinery. He would have had to have used machinery. Yeah. But even then, like, you think about doing these things yourself. Mm. Even if you've got aliens telling you, you're going to get the fucking machine, dig it, attach straps, get down in there, do that.
What if the
aliens... Get back out of the grave, lift it out.
Yeah. What if the aliens did it? Lasered, fucking...
You know what? I'm being naive. they could have, yeah.
Yeah.
That 9 minutes could have been 900 minutes in real alien.
Billy had to stop being a fucking cucumber, get up, fucking do a quick stretch, and then run across town to the fucking graveyard, and then run to the fucking forest.
When she's working at the hospice.
Oh, the produce aisle.
What did she say?
She says, I don't
know. Not my aisle in the produce section.
Yeah, that's it. Something like that. That's a bit rough. 93 for just call him retarded.
That goes to show, like,
oh yeah, 100%. The
culture now would never ever even think about.
Yeah, wait till we get to episode 2.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly. There's no fuck.
Do you reckon that? I don't even know why they called it deep.
I don't know either, but it sounds really fucking cool. Like, we
work out why it's called,
like, brain planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously,
the third one, which is called Creep, I think it was, whatever.
No, the third one was called Squeeze.
Squeeze. Makes a lot of sense.
It makes sense.
So would Creep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but Deep Throat was just about, like, experimental aircraft. And some guys was like, hey, Mulder, I know you're taking a piss, but I got to tell you not to take this case, Palo. And he's like, hey, what are you doing here? And he goes, ah, that's none of your fucking business, buddy. And he opens the door and turns into smoke.
There's a lot for a casual viewer.
This is episode 2.
Yeah, that's a lot for me to trust, like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a feeling you don't find out any backstory.
I think he gets killed off without Mulder knowing. And then the smoking man replaces him.
Wait, maybe he's Mulder's dad.
Oh, I can't.
Maybe his sister's still alive.
I can't.
There's a lot to unpack here.
I know the TV movie had something to do with this. I know that. But I'm just saying, like, he rocks up. He fucking 1930s wise guys him. He goes, hey, don't take the case. And he's like, ah, fuck you, buddy. This guy's like, what's going on? And obviously, classic 90s man. He doesn't say shit. He's just like, oh, nothing, bro. And then goes on with his day. And obviously, when it all falls apart, he goes, oh, actually, this did happen. But I don't know why they call him Deep Throat. He didn't call himself Deep.
I mean, he talked like a 90s guy.
Yeah, he talked like this.
Wise guy.
Yeah, wise guy. Hey, you better stay away from that case, bucko. Yeah. How do you like your kneecaps? Because I want to see him in two pieces. You know, something like that.
Tell your heart in him.
I think first episode, I think it was solid. Like, if they've definitely remastered it, because it looks really fucking clean. It looks like TV today. Like, it looked that good.
The acting, like, it made the acting worse.
I don't think so. I think it looked more authentic. Because, like, how would you portray yourself in a situation like that that's authentic? I think that's what a lot of people get. Misconstrued with acting.
I think it's just what clothing they're wearing. It makes it look like they're wearing it something looks cheap. On an old set.
Yeah.
Like the drama.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you used to catch old reruns of Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
At like 4 p.m. while you're waiting for... But yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, Bold and Beautiful would air at 4...
Yeah, 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
And cartoons started at 30.
Yeah.
But what was on... Oh, you know what? Like kids' game shows.
I remember...
Wheel of Fortune.
I would... Something... I know I had to... For some reason, I had to watch Bold and the Beautiful with my mom.
Because Bold and Beautiful is straight after this.
Yeah, the straight after
the news. Yep. Bang, Bold and Beautiful.
But I remember I would then watch ABC because something after 4:30 would be Round the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Round the Twist was on.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon Bold and the Beautiful was like the... Back then, obviously. I don't know what it is.
I think it's still going.
The housewife's reward. Like, oh, I've gone and picked up my kids and now mum's just going to sit up and have Bold.
I will tell you this. For anyone that's watched Bold and the Beautiful, all I remember is fucking Ridge.
Oh, Ridge, the womanizer.
Ridge and Brooke.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. The blonde haired.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. They had kids, from my memory.
He seemed like
a... Yeah. And every episode he'd be like, Ridge, I can't believe you've done this. And he'd be like, listen here, Brooke.
Yeah, the turn. Like,
yeah, you just look over. Ridiculous.
And he had like the...
Yeah, the poof.
The buffet.
Yeah, the buffet. Oh, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, Brooke. And their mum.
Oh, she was like Latina or something. Oh, no, there was the white mum and then there was like the Latina older lady.
The old ladies would fight.
Oh, all
the young people in this rich design firm. Just,
it's like Geordie Shore. Before Geordie Shore.
Getting all their... They're getting the designs ready to send overseas to be made.
This was the trial period. How did we get to Bold and the Beautiful?
With the news.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. We were talking about...
Sorry, that's... I will do this to you.
All right. I'll reel it back
in. You can review it later.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's the... What did I call it? The reward for going to pick up kids and bring them outside.
I'm trying to remember how we got from there, from X-Files.
Mums would always come.
True.
Deep Throat?
Deep Throat.
No, we didn't finish this. We gotta finish.
Oh, first episode was great. We were talking about the 90s sets, and then we went to Bold and the Beautiful. That's on me. Yeah. I brought that up. That's on.
Yeah, you know what this is?
Yeah.
This is how the fall of Rome. The Roman Empire started.
Yeah, with fucking wet ass pussy. That's how it started.
Well, not that song specifically.
Yeah, but the concept.
The concept of it. Some band came out with ukulele or whatever it is and sung about cheesy foreskins.
Moist ass, under cloin. Cloin law.
Moist cloth. Moist, moist loin cloth.
Moist loin coin cloth. Loin cloth.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, well, this is definitely right. Yeah. I was thinking what a lifestyle. It looks like they're just jetabouting.
They go into Mulder's fucking nerd cave,
which
I assume would be awesome.
Talking about the
basement. Yeah, the basement. His nerd cave. And they
it
just like.
Boring, but it would be. He had some cool shit there.
If Scully did her job and actually read all the cases like he wanted her to, instead of just being like, oh my God,
this doesn't exist. There's hundreds of them.
There's hundreds of them. And like one popped up.
He read every case, every file.
Yeah. And like, I reckon it'd be sick. And then suddenly they get a phone call and Mulder's like,
he knew she was coming as well.
Oh, yeah, he knew.
Yeah, because she knocks on the door and he's like, oh my sorry, God. Wrong department. Fucking no one interesting here. She goes in anyway.
This is a topic that I brought up about that.
Oh, yeah?
The sending of Scully to Mulder with her medical background indirectly helps Mulder with his cases because they're all about weird moves.
Well, it's definitely like the extra
through anatomy, yeah, like science,
like how fucking handy. Because when they opened the coffin,
yeah,
and it's this orangutan looking,
yeah, but it wasn't orangutan.
What the fuck was
it? And Mulder's like, oh, orangutan. Scully's like, oh, it's an orangutan,
possibly orangutan.
Yeah,
oh, she's like, she was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and Mulder's just like, we can do the scans right now, and she's just like, oh, I kind of don't want to. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I guess we'll do it. And then, like...
She's weirded out.
She's weirded out. She's like, she's going like, oh, I've been stuck with this guy. I'm here to, like, spy on him. And a piece of weird
stuck
shit.
Scanning monkeys with fucking crayons stuck up their noses.
Yeah.
Simpsons predicted it.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah, that's, like, what the fuck was it?
Yeah, and
what did they do with it?
No, it got taken. It disappeared. And then all their evidence got set on fire when they went back to the motel.
Oh, okay. So they lost it.
They lost it all. It all got destroyed.
This has happened a couple of times.
It happens a lot. And I've got a topic about it.
Son of a bitch, I mean.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, with Scully, because of her background. So these guys sent her and been like,
ah, see you fucking sugar tits over here. She's going to prove all this dog shit wrong. We could get Mulder on the A-team again.
Because they know he's a great detective.
Is that what they want? They want him back.
Yeah, they want him back.
They want to just fill his fucking needs, prove him wrong, and then get him back.
Get him back to doing real work where they know that he's in the top 1% of their agents. But then he got, obviously, with his sister, the paranormal path, and so he's stuck in a funk. They get Scully in to be like, hey, can you go with this cunt? We need you to, like, send us all the stuff he's doing and just debunk it.
Yeah.
Because... And they don't give her a reason. They're just like, can you do this? But then she gets thrown to a thing. And like every time she goes out with him, and obviously time takes place in between where they go out to cases. It's like a fucking Pepsi bottle with Mentos. You know what I mean? Obviously, because time is, it's really hard with shows like how much time is.
Yeah.
But she ends up seeing like heaps of weird shit. Like on the first time, some weird Mark alien abductions, vegetables that can run across roads or somehow dig up corpses, aliens. And the girl just disappears. And they're like, well, Billy did it.
And that biology strain.
Yeah.
Are they going to look more to that?
It got destroyed.
Nah, he had the biology strain.
Yeah, but then that's it.
Before he went there.
That's it. They put the cuffs on Billy and they fucking whoop.
Oh, all the moles disappeared.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
I don't think we can untie how tight the X-Files might be written.
It's written quite well. Chris Carter, well done.
I'm about to get this. I'm about to debunk the X-Files.
You're going
to
debunk.
I don't think I'm Gully debunk level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just want to debunk the... Like, I just want to see if they fucked up something on my own.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, my next one. My next one is just Mulder is either really funny or really fucking sick. Because, like, no matter what situation he's put in, he's just, like, he's cracking. He's, like, a one-liner machine. Like, I don't know who his writers are, but they're nailing it.
He's got that attitude of, like...
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
And my next one is classic 90s tropes.
What's a trope?
Like the Wilhelm scream, or like when the woman's running away from the... Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. I should use that instead.
Wilhelm 2. Or when the girl's running, she trips and gets hit over the head.
Oh,
classic.
With the back of a rifle.
Mulder and Scully run,
split her skull open.
They run simultaneously. Less than half a second passes, and Scully gets taken out instantly.
And he's nowhere.
Nowhere. And Mulder's somehow like the fastest motherfucker on.
Yeah, look how fast he ran across tarmac.
He was moving, and he was in like Tim's or something. He was in some like work boots. He had that drip. He had some fucking that style. That
I would think, was crazy. Yeah, that's right. Because when he was running on,
that big coat, because it was like down here, and it went down to his arms. And he's like this,
running like you're in a straight jacket.
I'm thinking because he's wearing the coat and it makes him look like that. It's kind of like, and then they wipe his memory. It's like they're taking the crazy out of him.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think I'm thinking too.
You know when he walked down after he had his memory taken?
Yeah,
he looks like he
looked like one of them Thai massages. Yeah,
the happy ending.
Yeah,
he thought he was going in for a massage.
Yeah,
got a great massage and didn't expect them to ask at the end. Happy ending.
By the way, you know these memories?
Oh yeah.
Mm. Oh, we're taking those.
Oh.
Oh no.
Well, I remember that I had them. No.
You remember that you might have remembered you had them though, which didn't make sense.
It won't make sense for a second.
No.
But once you get over the fact of getting where you are, you'll be right. It's the same as going for surgery.
Yeah.
You know, when you had your hip surgerized, did they make you get up onto the surgery bed yourself? They lifted you from one bed over to the other.
No, I went on myself.
Like, all right, girl, we're going to get you to sit up, stand up, and get over here.
Yeah, I got up. Wild.
I mean, they made me as well.
Oh, okay, then where are we coming from?
I just think that I'm already in a bed. I just think slide you over? Yeah. Anyway, that's my point is that you get up, you get onto the opera, and then you wake up somewhere else.
Yeah, and you have no idea.
Hi, Crowy, how you doing?
And you're like, what?
How you feeling? How's the pain, love?
Yeah.
How's the pain?
What happened?
Is it all good? I'm still like,
where's my penis?
Where's my penis? Wrong hospital, hon.
What?
We're giving you the boobs, love.
Oh, no. We're
giving you the boobs.
Hey, oh, no, again.
What size? The
Oh my god.
Finally, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, so the one liner, like.
Yeah, like Mulder's one liners are just so good.
He is cynical.
He's very cynical.
But you know what? It's because he can tell everyone talks about
him. Oh, yeah. He can't go. I think they talk in front of him.
They don't have workplace harassment.
No, like it's the 90s.
Thing. You remember when, like, the new detective out?
Yeah.
Doing the fake out?
Yeah.
Like, no worries, Spooky.
Yeah.
No worries, Spooky.
There's no need for that.
Because he could hear it. And they know he can.
Yeah, it's like, they said it to him.
It's like old school.
Yeah, it is. It's like passive aggressively.
Yeah, it's all they do in Mulder Terminal. Like, sorry,
what would you say? What
did
you say? Like,
they, well, people like that would always just be like,
oh, I mean, spooky building, isn't it?
Guy seems spooky. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty. Like, that's like a classic 90s trope. Like the because someone's a little bit different and doesn't conform, they're like the fucking outsider. And then they send the hot girl.
I think Scully's hot.
Yeah.
She probably is for back then. But you know what? She was competing with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, but Pamela Anderson was like the introduction of fucking fake everything.
Yeah, she's competing with Gillian Anderson. Yeah. They are Gillian Anderson.
Oh, but what if they're sisters?
They're not. Oh, yeah, the ugly little sister.
No, what, Pamela?
Oh, which one's the older one?
I don't know. Well, Gillian's 56.
What if they're the same age?
I don't know.
Nah. Oh, they both Andersons.
Yeah, that's why I said they could be.
Whoa.
Yeah, but America's a big place.
But Anderson.
I just remember that vacuum company. Anderson.
What?
It was an ad on TV. I can't remember. I'm just saying, I don't think it'd be funny if they were. Or cousins or something. Because that's like often.
Cousins.
Yeah.
Maybe like second cousins.
Yeah.
But doesn't their like fly here, fly there lifestyle?
Oh, it's insane.
Like, so.
I mean, I get the sleazy, like, motels, right? Because I'm guessing they don't have, like, a budget.
Well, we've had government jobs, so you know what it's like when sometimes you get a nice hotel, depending where you are. Like, if you... Because they're going to just cheap air like, force spaces.
Yeah, or, like, backwater town in Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, that chick in the diner?
Yeah.
That's a stereotype.
Oh, 100%. A trope. A classic trope.
Bro, what does trope mean?
It's kind of like stereotype. A trope is like a woman falls over running away from that guy. That kind of thing.
Sexist.
Yeah.
It's sexist. It's
disgusting. The other males in this FBI bully mob.
No. So working in a government role. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, they're going.
Going from like one place to the other. They're like, do you notice that they rocked up to the gravesite and everyone's already there as they rock up?
Yeah.
Just like the big dogs are like, oh, shit.
Fuck the FBI here.
This is like, think about like when you're at work and someone's like, they're like, yeah, big wig's coming in.
Yeah.
Get everything ready. The big dog rocks up. We have like firework or do something, like a big demo.
We're all standing there.
He gives a speech. Oh, nice to be here.
Yeah.
See you later.
Catch your cunts.
Yeah. And bye. And you never see him again.
Yeah, never see him
again. And then you got to pack up. So these guys, yeah, they rock up. They're like, all right, can we get this started? And they like, open it. Body rolls away. No one checked the strap.
No one checked the gun strap.
Falls down the hill. Could you imagine every worker's feelings on site when that body just rolls out?
They've all been assassinated. 100%. Like that guy who's in the crane doing it.
Everyone saw it. He was
killed that morning.
Everyone saw it.
They're all dead. But it happens over time.
Just the monkey. Yeah. Someone did a prank.
I know. Billy Mays suddenly wakes up and he goes to prison. Yet all these other people have been killed that saw the body. That's the real conspiracy.
The monkeys. I forgot about the monkeys.
The monkey man.
But no, just like rocking up to a site. Yeah. Like, yep, fucking it. All right, packing up. See you later. And everyone else has to stay around. Fix his dead coffin.
Yeah.
Pack up the site, make it look clean, return the hire equipment, all that shit. And Mulder and Scully just go back to the hotel, like,
No, before that.
Let's do an x-ray of that thing.
Yeah. What about the people that had to take it to the morgue? They would have seen it. It would have been like, whoa, what's a monkey doing in there? That's weird. You're fucking assassinated. Fish, bash, bosh, cunt, you're gone. There's no way. Once whoever and their mum was doing whatever with the fucking monkey, and they're like, oh, yeah, Dave from Dave's Repairs. Oh, I love him and his wife. Yeah, he saw the body. Oh, well, Dave's got to go, man. That's the story I want to see. Oh my God, what if there is a series of X-Files that takes place now and it follows up on the X-Files cases?
The Y file.
The Y file. Why were these documented like this?
Okay, so the first case, they go to the town and they've got the disappearing kids. Okay. The files still exist.
Yeah.
The X-Files still there. It hasn't solved shit.
Yeah, but all the evidence is, it's just her report of her perspective of what happened. The only evidence they had was the fucking tiny.
So they had nothing.
They had nothing because it all got burnt and all the bodies disappeared.
Okay, so for all intents and purposes, we can say that X-Files.
Yeah, because there's no evidence, and Billy Mays is fine and now in prison.
And then it
automatically.
And then it moves on to the Y-Files.
Yeah,
which is in the Pentagon.
It's like you've heard it with like the team below.
Well, that's where they was. That was at the Pentagon. That room.
Where the prophecies.
I used my power of observation.
Oh, remembrance.
No.
Oh.
Or recollection right now.
Ooh, pack.
Because remembrance would be to commit it, mentioning it. Where the fuck is this cunt? Close the door and it's like the you are here exit.
That's
thing.
Right. I now remember the
Pentagon written there. I'm like, and the fucking Pentagon.
And the swipe card. Yeah, that's right. Pentagon. And it had the. No, your evacuation.
Billy says, the Bold and the Beautiful. He knows of the Bold and Beautiful because he's my mum watched it every
day. My mum watched it every day.
Let me tell you something about my mum.
Let me tell you about my mum. She's also a scumbag.
She's a scumbag. I wonder if the Bold and the Beautiful has created like his head mums, or maybe just Bold and the Beautiful.
Maybe that's true. Watching the X-Files again, especially, they've definitely, like I said before, it's remastered. I don't know how they've done it, but they've done it. And it looks really clean. And when you watch it, it seems like it's being filmed really badly. But it's just like that, you know, that 90s aesthetic of those TV shows where they're filmed a certain way. It's walking shots. Okay, watch any episode of Law and Order. And when the detective is trying to question someone, they're constantly walking. They walk with them. Hey, you ever met Tony? Yeah, I know Tony. He lives on 5th. Fifth. Yeah, you know he murdered his wife? Oh, yeah, I saw some guy named Alfonso in front of the fucking bagel shop. And then the interview ends and they go to another one and he's talking to fucking Tony in the bagel shop and they're walking. It's like that. It's kind of like that when they, yeah, it's kind of like Law and Order, but spooky. But then you've got the extra layer of conspiracy, which kind of like subverts your your expectations a bit. Because you're like, oh, well, Billy is the bad guy this whole time. Easy done. And then suddenly there's a whole fucking hall filled with weird alien evidence. Yeah, it's just like, it's a really good show, I think. I can see why it was a massive hit. Especially watching it now, after, like, I've watched it before, but I was definitely a young child.
Guy who has the nose thing.
Yeah.
And he puts it, like, in the chamber in the Pentagon. He never says anything.
No, he just smokes dart.
He's never said a single fucking word. Yeah, he just smokes and he does things.
Yeah, he just walks.
He's like Tyrion Lannister of X-Files. I smoke and I do things.
I do things.
Yeah, maybe AI has upscaled it to make it look. That's a possibility. Disney's got fucking good technology and they got the monies.
True. I don't know. We'd have to watch another old show to see if the same thing happened.
Can't prove you did anything. Yeah, reruns, you reckon? Yeah, but that dude doesn't say shit. I reckon we've capped off.
100%. We've even gone mostly into episode 2.
Wait, what was episode 2? No, episode 2 is Deep Throat.
Yeah, but we talked about Deep Throat a lot.
I feel like we didn't.
Okay.
I mean, there's the dude with the pulling out his own hair.
The fly fishing.
Giving his, yeah.
There's episode 2 was, it definitely, it gave us a confirmation. Oh, we talked a lot about Mulder's memory going. But we'll circle back to that. We'll circle joke back to that. Oh,
yeah, because that's part of the same episode.
Yeah, but that's like a whole different thing. Like, that's how good it is.
That's the one they told him not to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's actually quite a big episode.
Yeah, in the context.
The whole X-Files
season. Like, what we talked about is literally the whole episode, but there's actually a whole episode inside of that.
Yeah, like the pilot.
The pilots.
Yeah.
And the fucking spacecraft.
Yeah, the women are obviously paid off.
Oh, yeah. Bring the FBI into my house, Edith.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this bitch?
Yeah, because she knows her husband's fucked up.
And she's probably getting big moolah. She was looking pretty. She was like that dolled up 60-year-old. If some 40-year-old plumber comes around, well, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
They look like they had money.
Money. She's getting paid while he's fucked in. So we had the women are being paid off. And they got to Edith at the end where she's like, oh, it's fine. He's asleep. And he's like, what are you doing? Obviously, she got the money.
Yeah, he's like, who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that here? There's something going on there. Oh, he's like, thanks for your concern.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And then we saw the spacecraft.
Oh, we saw Seth Green.
There we go. Man. I wonder if he'll be back.
Yeah. With Dr. Evil. Same character.
Yeah.
But just grown up.
And he was in Buffy. He played Buffy
too.
Oh, shit. I know this.
He was like the non-vampire type. He was werewolf. Person. Oh, was he a werewolf?
Yeah, he got bit by a werewolf. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know enough about Buffy. I've never watched it.
I've got the full set. That and Angel.
That is my
point. Yeah, I watch him. I like Buffy. I like women and Spike. So anything else about episode really?
That plane, the UFO?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they gave it away to us. We know there's
UFOs. Oh my God. They get manhandled by fucking two squads of men in black. And it's just like, get back to your hotel.
Fish bash bosh.
Hey, you, spook man. Get back to your hotel and fuck off.
So that's the third time I've seen that episode.
Yeah.
And you know the guy that ends up being airfield security, not...
the reporter.
Not the reporter.
Yeah.
The third time it surprised me in like 24 months.
Yeah.
It's still going. Still believes he was a fucking reporter.
Like, what's this guy doing here?
You know what they say? Fool me once. Shame on you.
Fool me thrice.
Fool me thrice. Shame on someone.
Shame on anyone else.
Someone down. I don't understand how.
Yeah, that was good. And then they just do a trade. Like, obviously, aren't there organizations, obviously being in a government organization, if something like that happened, they would have to talk to each other.
Like the hostage swap over?
That would have to go above that. Instead of like a reporter.
They organized that. Fast.
It was quick. It was like 15
minutes. Because she's like, get in the car.
Get in the car.
We're going for a fucking.
Drive me to the base.
That's the base. They could have negotiated it on the way.
They don't have phones. It's 93.
They don't have phones.
I had walkie-talkie. They had the walkie-talkie. Remember? Because that's how she found out. She heard the from the car.
That's right. I wondered what like tipped them.
Yeah, but it's still quick. Because they had to wipe his brain. They had to sedate him, wipe his brain, and then get him back up. And
what time did she get there?
I can't remember.
I think because it was like 9 p.m. at night or something that he was on cruise on the airport.
Yeah. And it wasn't until
daylight the next day that they
Yeah, because the stoners waited for Seth Green waited
for they were waiting for
him. And then they came back to the motel.
That's when Scully's like, oh, where was he?
Yeah.
She's like, all right, fine, you. Get in the car.
You and you.
We're going for a
with
drive.
With me.
Get the fuck in the car. Actually, you two kids stay here. It's $20 for pizza.
Oh, and what about Scully with the fucking... Did you see how red their eyes were? Just being like, oh, these kids are high. Where if you've been under the influence, it's not like that at all. You're not like, oh, man, I saw a flying hamburger. You'd be like, that's an alien.
Like, how big's the hamburger?
Yeah, but like, if you saw... Like, it's those lights and showed him. Remember, they showed him the picture of the triangle. And Scully was like, if you showed him a picture of a hamburger, they would have said it was a hamburger. Like, you know the difference between things.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
If it was a hamburger in that picture, they would have been like, yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it looked like.
That's another classic 90s trope is like the
stoners.
Yeah, the demonization of stoners.
And drunk kids at parties.
Exactly.
Do you remember American Pie?
Yeah.
And they're like worshipping.
Oh, Mel.
Then one of them. That's not what they would do. They'd fucking like pull the picture off the wall and start face fucking.
Yeah.
And then probably just throw it out and piss on it or something. Like,
yeah.
The kids aren't respectful when they're drinking.
Yes, that was really good. Just like another classic trope. Scully is just in so much denial about everything. I know she has to be the moral high ground or the moral like.
There's this thing where Mulder's like, look, let's just look.
Mm.
Let's just go and find out.
Mm.
Let's keep an open mind.
Mm.
Right? And Mulder seems super flexible, open-minded.
Yeah.
It's really good.
This is good.
But Scully's like closed mind. She's like, no, why are we doing this?
Mm.
This is stupid. There's no reason to do this. I'm like, so closed-minded.
Yeah.
But then Mulder's like, it's UFOs. It's green people.
Yeah.
There's UFOs.
Mm.
It exists.
Mm.
People are out there. Mm. We're not alone. And I'm like, don't be so closed-minded.
Mm.
It could be anything.
It could be man-made UFO.
Yeah. Like, just be like, he's thinking too much about his son.
Yeah.
And how she just,
yeah,
not about the actual case.
Yeah, he's trying to relate anything to his sister.
Yeah, yeah, he's trying to pull anything he can and bring it back to UFOs and crazy.
Yeah, to
and he's on the cusp of something. He doesn't know what it is. He just assumes UFOs,
but he knows things like when the fucking the power was going out, and he was like, oh, and then he stopped the car and put an X down.
Yeah,
like obviously he's done that before.
Yeah,
like he knew exactly what was going to happen.
Check the time.
Yeah, he's just like, oh yeah.
I mean, he's read reports.
Yeah,
so he would know. Like he said, time loss is a thing that people have experienced.
Yeah.
So when he's read it 100 times, it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Like it fits the profile of his character within the show.
Damn, like, that's a lot more attention.
Yeah. I mean, if you're provoked enough, you can retain and bring out information you otherwise.
That's why I'm like desperate.
Yeah. 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 That's like.
Mulder's quite a nice dresser, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of cheesy suits back then.
He had those sick glasses.
Yeah. He didn't conform. And I think he was ahead of his time, fashion-wise.
100%. Kudos to David Duchovny.
Do you reckon the same people who did X-Files did Melrose Place? I get the same.
It's like the same era, right?
Yeah.
Is that like the same time as Dawson's Creek? Because I watched Dawson's Creek as a kid, but I didn't watch Melrose.
Man, Dawson's Creek was a good show.
Yeah.
Just like the OC, I enjoyed that too.
California, here we come.
Right back where we started from.
California.
No, California. I can see. I forgot what I was talking about.
We were just talking about David Duchovny, the glasses.
Ahead of his time.
Ahead of his time. Melrose Place.
Oh, no, I want to check Pamela Anderson and Gillian Anderson, their ages.
Their ages.
So I should still have Gillian Anderson Nation here.
She's 56.
Are we sure on that one?
Yeah.
She's born in 1968. So Pamela Anderson was born in 67. They are in direct
competition. This is direct competition. When was Baywatch? That's the thing. What came first, X-Files or Baywatch?
On the NBC network, the release was September 22nd,
1989.
Yeah.
All right, so they're in direct competition.
But was she in the pilot? Like, was she?
I don't know.
Was she in season one?
Like, I don't know.
Bish bash bosh. Like,
I don't know. I am unsure. Okay, let's just say they're in direct competition. I would say this show comes out. You got Duchovny and Anderson. They're the biggest hits on TV, right?
They thought that they could compete with Pamela Anderson.
With Gillian.
Yeah.
I think they were going for a different vibe.
Yeah, exactly. They think they can
pull
a different audience.
100%.
There's guys who think they can get Pamela Anderson. There's guys that know
they can get Gillian Anderson. Exactly.
You know what? They probably get both. Hmm? That way they're pulling.
Exactly. You've got the eye candy and the brain candy. Because one's like hot and like a swimmy person.
You know what? She
and
one's hot
and like a...
Yeah, she kind of got replaced by the hot girl on the CSI show.
Oh, yeah.
So they're still type.
Yeah, hot. Yeah. Non-believer, hot woman, somewhat of personality. I think... Well,
right where we are now, at the end of episode 3, she's seeing this fucking insane guy... Go Captain Stretcho Americo, Fantastic Four Stretcho.
Dr. Squeezo.
Dr. Deep Throat.
Dr. Deep Squeeze.
He's over 100 years old and she knows it.
Okay, so my final point. We've skipped one. Scully is constantly confronted with undeniable proof, yet says, just nah. Nah, I don't believe.
Yeah, I think she's...
Yeah, but she's... You reckon she doesn't want to break the mold? Because she still wants to...
The molder. I think she just needs more. Like she seems frustrated and skeptical because she's frustrated that all this evidence is overwhelmed, but it keeps disappearing before any more information can get gotten. She's a science gal,
and that's the whole point of her being there.
Yeah, she needs to come to a conclusion, not just collect evidence appears and just have like one off and wavering.
She can't understand the fact that as long as she's seen it and believes it. That's enough for her. Where that's enough for Mulder. He's just like, I saw it. I knew what happened. Where she needs evidence and it has to be documented.
And repeatable.
Yeah.
Stretchy dude is called, Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. Dr. Squeezo.
Yeah. Dr. Squeezo sounds
that's my better. Superhero.
I'll stop looking at Yuki, man.
Yeah. Fuck. All right. Episode 3.
Wait. I might have something to say about.
Oh, yeah. Your points.
Oh, yeah. Before episode 3.
Yeah.
Episode 1 and 2 definitely would apply to this.
Okay.
This is one of those, like, damn moments we're talking about.
Yeah.
Sexual tension much?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Damn.
From the first soap, too.
They're always touching each other.
Yeah. Mulder gets frustrated. Scully's like, oh, what about that guy that frisked Mulder? And he was like, grabbed his titty.
Yeah.
What was up with that?
He needs that nipple guard.
Yeah. Man, he was, you've heard of people patting you down? He was fucking patting you up. Like,
Patting you up and down. Yeah,
he was asking for some. He wanted a date, you know what I'm saying? He was down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sexual tension.
Oh.
When do they kiss? Do they kiss? Do they have a kiss? Have you seen?
Oh, I know.
Oh.
I'm aware.
Do they kiss?
Well, I'm not going to tell you now.
They might. If they didn't kiss, you'd be like, nah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just went with that.
I'm theorizing that dude who put the thing in the nose implant metal thing, the alien device that Smoking they seem boy. To have a lot of.
Yeah, they had like a...
There was a whole row of them.
Yeah, there was like five could, more.
Yeah, and who knows what's in all the other ones.
Yeah, do you reckon they just took them out of all those people yes. like, as an experiment?
Yeah.
100%.
They've got the bodies.
Oh, yeah, they probably do. I reckon if they open that up and they showed us like that chick's head in there, like just behind the things or like a piece of a... If they really focused on like a piece of her jewelry or something.
Billy probably still has one in his head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. I wonder what happens if they take it
out. That's a loose end that they might not have tied up.
It's one of those ones. So it was the second episode. So it was the third episode. The third episode is the worst. Hands clap.
The creep.
Dr. Squeezo.
Dr. Squeezo?
Yeah.
Why is that not a... Why is that a loose end? Oh, that's a big loose end. Because
the biggest loose end ever.
Nah, all he does... He looks at the gap and it's like hairline.
No way. They get a tray with it with a bowl in it with a spoon. He can contort through that.
No. He's looking at the gap above that.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you see like this daylight coming through.
Oh,
and as it gets closer and closer, you see more and more daylight.
Yeah.
And his eyes are like...
They get the yellow. Yeah. So episode 3 was about like a guy who he's like 100 years old. He's like a genetic mutant.
Comes out every 33 years.
33 years.
He's kind of Jeepers Creepers.
And he kills 5 people, takes...
Eats their liver. Lives off their liver.
Makes the nest out of bile and...
Newspaper. It looks like paper mache.
Yeah. The first one that was red, though, it looked like meat.
I reckon it was paper mache with, like, glue.
Yeah.
And it was probably just lighting.
Yeah, maybe. But so then he hibernates in, like, a paper mache wall, eats 5 livers. Calls it a fucking day, goes to sleep for another 30 years. That's not a life, cunt. You wake up and you've got to eat 5 people. Or what? What happened? What are you waiting for?
Good question.
And how does he have a job?
He didn't have a job.
He did.
No. He was at the pound.
And then his story checked out.
He was at the pound and he'd been working there for a while. And then as soon as he got arrested, he didn't show up for work. So how does he work? How does this happen? Does he eat five people?
He doesn't go need back a job. He doesn't need a job. He doesn't need electricity. He's not looking for Wi-Fi, you know.
There's too many thoughts. Anyway.
That's a lot of questions in that episode, actually.
Yeah, it was the most open-ended, loose one.
He's not an alien, or is he? Is he an alien?
No, it's just like he has a
freak,
a genetic mutant.
So he will age.
If he doesn't eat liver, I guess.
Eat liver.
Yeah. Five livers every 30 years.
You know what? He makes this nest in the prison. This is how he gets out. He makes a nest in the prison, squeezes up into it. They don't know where he is anymore.
Yeah. They open the door, they can't see him, and then he squeezes out, and he's fucking in a... He's in your ass. He's slid in your ass.
Or just at night when they're not looking, that's when he gets out.
Yeah, that's when he gets out. Anyway, so they end up getting Dr. Squeezo, right? And he's like, he's a genetic freak, a mutant. He can contort somehow. He has, I can't remember what Scully says, but it's some sexy nerd shit.
He can slow, basically extreme slow.
Yeah, but also with his muscles, his bone density or something.
Yeah,
he could like contort his head to get through the gap. Like, I don't know how it works.
Kind of like the T-2000.
Yeah, or if you've seen Fringe, the shapeshifters, they squish in their face.
You know, there's a lot of animals, live
acts. Yeah, cats. For
instance, mice. Yeah, well, cats can do it as well.
Octopi.
They fully like spread out their bodies.
Yeah.
And like flatten their rib cages.
Yeah, octopus can do it.
Octopus are crazy.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know how they do it. Tiniest gap and then something.
As long as one whole tentacle through, they can get their whole body through it.
That's insane.
So that's like their measuring
device. Anyway, so they capture this guy and they allow him to make a paper mache fucking nest. They don't go, oh, jinky, that's weird. They're just like, oh, yeah, we'll let him do it and we'll give him fucking gumbo or whatever. And
why are they giving him newspaper?
Yeah, why are they giving him fucking newspaper?
He's a naughty boy.
Exactly, he's a very naughty boy. He's a genetic naughty boy. And then Mulder and Scully are like, yeah, we caught him. They fucking slap hands, son of a bitch, I'm in.
Bish bash bosh.
Bish bash bosh, and they fuck off.
Good job, well done.
Good job.
We fucking caught a guy.
We did it.
We caught a guy.
Are you going to follow up with this case evidence at all? Oh, no, we don't do that.
The evidence is all here.
Yep.
Paperwork time, baby.
Paperwork time. What I saw with
Mom. That was the end of the episode.
That was the end of that.
Just him looking at the door.
Yeah.
I can get out of here. So who was the last dude that he killed?
It's just some random guy.
It seemed like a random dude, didn't it?
Yeah. I think they were all just random. I don't know how he picks his target. He just picks five random people. And he only picks Scully because she was fucking with his home.
He thought she was a bit.
Oh, I mean, I think she's... What about in the first episode, she gets her kid off?
Her undies.
Yeah, bro.
Those undies.
Yeah, man. Holy shit. Paint me red.
If you want to go make some belly button soup later, just recheck that episode.
And, oh my.
Or just fucking Google
episode one.
Dana Scully's undies.
Dana Scully's undies.
Dana Scully. They're,
underwear.
They're scundies.
They're all,
that's
mate.
What they are. They're not even telling you. They're
scundy,
like,
after I'm done.
They look like, do you know what they were?
What?
They told her to wear something sexy to the set. Like, you know, we don't know what you want to wear, but, you know, just wear something sexy.
Yeah.
She rocks up without any underwear.
Mm.
And they're like, what's this? She's like, I couldn't find anything sexy, so I'll just go with what you guys have.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't have anything.
Mm.
Let's go look in the lost property.
So they went to Target.
No, just like the lost property at this fucking the set.
Put out some Grundies.
Yeah. Some old dementia patient or actress or someone's lost their undie.
Anyway, regardless of the Grundy, good times were had.
She still looks sexy.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's not going to stop her getting laid.
No way. I mean, we've had yesterday, last night, about the whole the men thing.
Oh, men would do anything.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not going to stop her.
So I know of a girl who got told by her partner the undies that she was wearing.
Okay.
I'm just like, I don't know why you would say that to a girl. Like, I don't understand the motivation.
What does it matter when they're just going to...
Yeah, because I'm just going to be like,
drop
them. Off they come. I don't need them.
Let's get this tuna bake.
Are they crutchless? Are they stretchable?
Are they stretchable?
Because, you know...
Are they edible?
You know when the...
Seam? Yeah.
Yeah. The stitching.
Stitching when seam.
You know when you go to the toilet, you want to just pull them to the side?
Yeah.
If it's too tight stitching, you can't fit what you need to through it.
No, it won't allow you to. It's like that weird... That
non-stretch.
Non-stretch kind of like surfwear. Remember those kind of like board shorts?
Yeah, like board shorts. Material, very board short material kind of
stuff. But like tighter.
Yeah. And you're like, if that's in the kind of seam on girls' undies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to turn me off. I'm not going to be like, no.
Yeah.
But I would definitely have to take the undies off. I couldn't keep them for any period of time.
You don't have to look at them.
Can't. No, it's just because you can't work around them.
Because they're not flexible.
No. They're only good to look at.
That's fair. I mean, more maneuverable, the better.
If they're staying on,
yeah,
which is good for visuals,
yeah, yeah,
then they need to be able to be malleable with.
Exactly. But if it's like a starch cotton fucking made out of cement, motherfucker, no good.
I think to be able to relate what I've said here and be able to pull it back to the X-Files.
Oh, fuck, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Scully's panties looked unworkable.
They looked unworkable.
But fine to look.
Fine to look carry at. I'd give it a 8.5 out of 10.
That's high.
For 93, mind you.
No, that's like, high. I think we had Baywatch in 89 way better than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, mate. I think they're going for a certain demographic that you might hit.
Me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Oh, I don't know.
Old?
I never said it. Man, that's actually not what I was going.
The Baywatch is a comparison. Looking X-Files. They've definitely gone and tried to go sexy. Like
suits. Oh, yeah. She gets sexed up.
Is it Mike in Suits? The TV show. Is it called Suits?
Oh, I have no idea.
Harvey Specter.
Never watched it.
I'm just trying
to. We're talking about sexual tension and then Gillian gets her fucking kid off.
There is a lot of sex.
Like, oh, yeah.
Especially between those two. Like, remember when she was like, oh, she like hugged him. Yeah. Like she was real like into his chest.
Yeah.
With her
what face. About when they talk to each other? They talk like this far apart.
Oh, slowly. when Mulder comes into her and he's like.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to kiss her.
How you going?
And then like, whoa. She's like, whoa. And then they talk. Like people don't talk like.
Actually, I know some people.
Really?
Yeah, I've come across.
Oh, that's.
I couldn't give you a name because like I can't think of it. I just, you remember when they start talking to
you. And have a breath mint.
You kind of. Feel like you're standing on your heels.
Yeah.
All the time. Trying to like, not look off balance.
Yeah.
While still leaning as far away as you can.
I couldn't deal with a close talker. I'd be like, get away from a close talker. Go talk close to somewhere else.
Well, now. But only because I'm 40, I think.
Yeah.
I have that internal ability to just say, fuck you standing so close to me when we talk. We can have a little bit more space. I don't need to smell what you had for lunch.
I'm like, man, so I'm on the outside of the room. It's like, fuck.
Like I said, I don't want to smell what you had for lunch.
Sorry, mate. Fajitas again.
Yeah, I would tell.
Yeah.
Politely without, and if they took offense, I'd be like.
But you know what they're doing, right? They're trying to hit the mum demographic. They're like, oh, there's a bit of romance. And they get that little spark and now they're interested. Oh, modern Scully. Oh, fucking oath, mate. Easy. You got to have certain keynotes you have to hit. The sucker in the masses.
They get the teenagers much, much later.
Yeah.
The X-Files. I have a time of night that it was. Now I don't want you to say what time it was on TV. What time you think it was on TV?
The X-Files.
Yeah, don't say it yet. But I'm going to write down what time and night and channel I thought it was on.
Okay. Well, I used to watch it on.
No, don't say. You watched it on cable.
Yeah, I didn't watch it on regular
TV. All right. Well, we won't go channel. Just time.
But I want to guess.
Time and week. Okay.
I want to guess the channel.
I'm going to write it down, see how close we are. How do you spell poo-poo? Is it one word or two?
Poo-poo?
Yeah.
It's one word.
Okay.
X-Files, the year.
Yeah. Not the year, just
what
in Australia. TV channel it was on.
In Australia?
Yep. And what night it aired on the weekly basis.
I think
and
it's...
And what time it...
I think X-Files is a... Fuck. Oh, I know this.
If you're
I'm having memories.
If you're in the chat, feel free to have a crack at it as well. I've got a good feeling of when it was, but like I don't know. I don't even know.
Something's telling me Thursday nights. It was an M-rated show, so it would have to be either 7:30 or 8 p.m. Oh no, this is American. Oh no, Australian
TV.
I'm gonna stick with Thursday. That's what my gut said.
Thursday late night shopping night.
Yeah. Because you don't want a good TV show on Friday. Because
people go out Thursday nights back in the 90s. That was the night out. Late night shopping, yeah.
Maybe a Wednesday.
It was the only night you could go out shopping till 9 p.m. Every other night, shops shut at 5, which for a working class family.
Yeah, it's big. I remember we.
But look, at what I hear myself.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to my thing. I'm going to say, I think it's a Thursday, most likely 8 p.m. Yeah. And the channel, my gut says 10, but I think it's 7. But I'm going to say 10.
Yeah, so I went with Channel 10 also. That's the only thing we've... I said Wednesday nights, 9:30 p.m.
9:30.
Yeah.
I know it definitely wasn't on Channel 9 because they had CSI.
You just remember it being later than bedtime.
I think it was an 8:30 because late night on certain channels.
Maybe my bedtime's a lot earlier than I thought it was.
Yeah, because you would on 10 or 7, you would get your Lenos, your Lettermans, and your Conan O'Briens hitting at about 9:30, 10 p.m. And X-Files is a 1 hour show.
We need a guy in the chair to look it up.
I could just look it up.
There's no way to know the actual time of
it. Yes, I could.
What, you reckon there's a database?
I think
there would be a TV Week database.
There would be.
I wonder if anyone went through like the staking schedule task of getting the TV schedule digitizing with previous. They would have had to, actually, and it probably wouldn't have been that hard. It would have been digitized.
X-Files Australian Information Kiosk, May 2001. Oh, this is a 2001 website. Look at this.
Holy, I used to write HTML via websites like that when I was in year 8, I reckon, which would have been in 2000. No, it would have been in year 9.
Oh, my God, we're talking about today's TV Week.
1990s.
David Duchovny. Hold up. So attend the Evolution premiere. Oh, it's David Duchovny's movie.
Good movie, though. There is all the time
for news. Channel 10.
O'Brien.
The Springfield Files.
Road. It sounds like you're on a completely wrong tangent.
No, because they did a crossover because they were both on Fox, which means Channel 10 bought the rights to Fox.
Yeah, well, they had Simpson, remember?
Yeah, which is Fox.
All right, well, I have another thing because this relates to all three episodes. And you know how I mentioned it's aliens? He does kind of just want to fucking up.
Yeah.
And he's getting a lot of, every time he gets to something, oh, roadblock, oh, go this way. You know, when you start playing Skyrim, you're like, okay, you need to go find a dragon. But then you meet Rem. And Rem's like, oh, I don't know about that dragon, but first,
we need to get me some shoes.
I need you to go get me some shoes from my friend Jose.
Yeah.
And I go see Jose, and I'm like, I need some shoes. But Rem is like, ah, yes.
I can make those shoes for you.
I can make those shoes, but I'm missing the special Yuki hair. Beast Yuki. So you have to go find Yuki.
Go find Yuki.
To steal a lock of his hair. Combat.
Exactly. And before that, you need a key.
Yes.
That you can only get from Sam.
And Sam says, yeah, I left the key at work, actually.
Yeah.
And my car's broken down. You need to find crankshaft.
And you don't have the fucking fast travel to Rivendell.
No.
That one in the corner at the bottom. I can't remember what it's called.
To Rivendell?
No, Rivendell's like here.
The Shire?
No, you're like, Rivendell's here. And you know that one in the corner? It's like here. There's like the lake in the middle, and then you've got like the Isles, the Mage, Stormcloaks are here.
Oh, you're talking about the actual Skyrim map?
Map, yeah.
Fuck, I haven't heard
about that. Oh, shit.
I don't play the game.
Oh. Anyway, if you know, right?
Yeah.
It's like that.
But it's relevant.
Yeah, me too. That sucked. Because it was a really good point. Oh, you have to go across the map. But you don't have fast travel to get Yuki's hair.
That's right. That's what.
And on the way, they hit you with the courier comes up to you. I get a message. Hey, boy, I got a message for you. See, this is from the Emperor. He says you gotta come here quick, smart. Or else we're in real big trouble.
Your princess is actually in another car.
See, she's been taken by Boozer.
That's what the X-Files become.
And yeah,
I'd be disappointed if it.
It is.
If it is.
Holy shit, we brought it back.
Mm.
It feels like that. It's like he's been given, like, he's about to bite the carrot that he's looking for, and he bites into it, but it turns out to be mashed potato that tastes like carrot, but he still wants an actual carrot.
Jeez, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does, eh?
Oh. Mashed potato that tastes like carrot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it carby? Actually, both potato and carrots are either carby / sugary.
Yeah.
Like, could we invent broccoli that tasted? I'd eat
Would it be like broccoli as it is now, but you bite into it and it's mashed potato? Like, it tastes like, is the texture still the same and it only tastes like mashed potato?
Nah.
Or you bite into it and it's actually just mashed potato?
It's just mashed potato.
Okay, so it's not broccoli anymore.
No. Okay. So maybe let me rephrase it.
Yeah.
What if we had mashed potato that had all the properties of broccoli,
right,
but was mashed potato?
Like all the vitamins.
All the vitamins, all the fiber.
Yeah.
None of the carbs potatoes has.
All the proteins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Make it happen. I want one by 2026. I want my mashed broccolini.
You forego if you could either have the benefit of having that product exist.
Yeah.
and being able to eat it and yeah. use it and enjoy it, or the benefit of the money from that product, but you'd never be able to have the product because it's like...
The it, money, because I could just make another one.
The reason why you can't have the product is you know it's sludge out of a bug's asshole.
Yeah.
Like Slurm.
Oh, so like Slurm.
Yeah. So it's like a one-off.
Yeah.
There's no, I can make more of this stuff later.
Yeah.
I can get another idea. You get the money and you now you know how the sausage is made.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that fucking movie, Evergreen or something, where Soylent Green. It's where the meat is people.
You are thinking of...
Soylent Green.
No, you are thinking of The Butcher, the musical with Johnny Depp.
No, that's off Soylent Green. It's like it's in the future and the school is serving sloppy joes, like meat to kids and families in this town. Yeah, I know, but that's from Soylent Green.
I've never seen this Soylent Green.
It's from like the 60s or the 50s.
Oh, wow. So there's not been remade or anything.
No, no. I think it's no, too hard.
I'm trying to think of the Johnny Depp movie.
I know.
He has a barber shop above a pie shop.
Yeah, Edward Scissorhands.
No, different movie.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. And the chick puts people in the pies. Yeah.
Yes. Bellatrix Lestrange.
Oh, Helena Bonham Carter.
I believe you money there.
Bellatrix Lestrange.
But let's not.
Let's not split hairs.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And there it is.
She is who they are.
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
Man, that's what is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It'll come back. Oh, the plot's forming. I'm refreshing.
This is where editing
here. Yeah.
Regardless of, like, just be able to be like, yeah, fuck, sweet. All right, so to return to that.
The carrot from Mulder. He gets into a case and he's almost got the carrot to find his sister, but he bites into it and it's mashed potato.
So my question was, would you have... The broccoli potato?
Yes.
Would you have the benefits
from it? I'd have the money. Yeah. Take the money. 100%.
Because then you think that you'd be able to get a personal chef.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
We just got back. Yeah. Now we're fucking going again. Yeah, so I reckon they're just like leading him on to like break his spirit to get him to come back in.
Yeah. Do you reckon at any point they'll break his spirit and get him back into it? Like, maybe the seasons of him going, sometimes he's in the XX room, sometimes he's back up to his
Yeah, like, a normal case is something weird. Meant to, yeah.
Don't you sass me.
Don't sass me. And then
they keep drawing him back in.
I think for there to be have any character development, at some point, I don't know how long the seasons are. I'm going to assume 24 episodes a season.
It's 24 episodes.
That's what my brain tells. But there has to be some point where he's just like, oh, fuck it. I can't prove anything. Spirit's broken. And then boom. He fucking alien comes down, hits him like with a dab, and then fucking like deadlock elbow. Yeah, fucking hits him.
Beep, boop, bye bye.
Eats his dog and then fucks off. And he's just like, oh my God, I believe in aliens again. And always like sister's sock falls out of the aircraft. That's just flying away. And he has like an autism flashback. He's like,
Mulder is free.
He gets his memories back.
Alien gave Mulder a piece of clothing. Mulder is free. Don't mourn for Mulder.
Oh, Dobby.
I knew Dobby was going to die when I watched that movie, and I still fucking had tears in my eyes when he died in it.
Oh, yeah. When I first read the book, it caught me so... In the book, it's so off guard.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And I remember fucking, like, being, like, 15 or whatever. And, like, tears coming out of my fucking eyes onto the paper. Oh. And I was just like, holy shit. I was like, not Dobby. First Hedwig, now this.
You made me think of the kid's story when he's, like, in the thunderstorm, the blanket.
Oh, Atreyu.
Yeah, Atreyu. Yeah. And he's like crying because the horse died.
Oh, in the fucking tar pit or the mud pit. Fuck.
Atreyu. Yeah, Falcor.
Yeah, I remember. The never ending story.
Oh, wrong song.
I remember.
Great movie.
Fuck yeah.
What was the big
Falcor?
Is that Falcor?
Yeah.
Well, then what was the horse's name?
Horse?
No, not at all.
Yeah, episode 3 was good.
I could do more episodes like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like a bish bash bosh.
They call it the Monster of the Week in shows like this. Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
Monster of the Week.
The two brothers. Basically became the new X-Files.
Oh, my favorite show.
Oh, there you go. So this is probably like a prequel to Supernatural. Mulder is actually their dad.
Yeah, I mean, sure, in another universe.
You don't think it could be the same?
Hey, cool. Well, in Supernatural, the X-Files is a show that they reference, like, I'm like David Duchovny, like stuff like that. They like they reference like real life stuff. Like, this is happening here. We just don't see it.
He never got out of the spook cast, hey?
No, he did California.
What's he like in that?
And, like, some kind of, he's a writer who's like a sex addict. I remember being pretty good. Yeah, kind of the same. I guess so. He
remember when she's like, when he's like, oh, we're gonna drink, and she's like, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm not drinking. He's like, doesn't stop these people.
Yeah.
Like, what a weak ass excuse.
Oh, that fucking line he said.
The horse's name was Artax.
Artax?
Is that how you say it? Artax. I don't remember him screaming.
I don't know. I just remember the horse dying. I mean, being really sad about it. And then the fluffy dragon man came. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. The old couple that looked after that place I'm from, they always scared me.
Do not.
And the big moving statues.
Were they scary?
Yeah.
I might have blocked them.
Yeah, okay.
Attack, stupid horse.
No, good work, Billy. Not that I doubted Billy, but it just, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I couldn't remember him having a name. I only remember the good times with Atreyu and Falcor and the sad times with the horse time. I don't remember.
That's another classic, like, 80s, 70s, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free Willy did it.
Oh, yeah.
Free Willy did it.
Oh, my God.
Lots of movies. The Mighty Ducks. The Punch the Air Kid. Karate Kid.
They probably Ninjas. Did it in Gremlins as well. Probably me. I mean, maybe. Maybe Mogwai did it. Little Mogwai. You ever watch Gremlins? Yeah, Gremlins. Yeah.
That's just character destruction, pure destruction.
No, not Mogwai, though.
E.T. maybe.
E.T.
Oh, he did this.
Oh, he did this.
Oh, yeah, that was a, was it this or that?
He did the, yeah, his feet, his finger was a penis. Finger. Yeah, exactly.
When you, like, jam your finger on a tool or something.
Yeah.
And you get a big fucking fat end, like a
blood blister. I got one just recovering, the blood blister.
Yeah. That's an E.T. finger.
Yeah, that's the E.T.
fucking finger all E.T.'d up.
All E.T.'d up.
You start to, like, you see, like, lowering a bit of furniture. And, oh, shit. Oh, damn, that's going to go E.T. on you.
That's what you could say to a chick. If some chick's trying to, like, you're talking to some chick on Tinder or whatever fucking retards you, and she's like, oh, how big is that thing? And you'd be like, hey, girl, I'm E.T.'d up.
E.T.'d up.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Not be strong.
You want to take me home, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? After you've been with me, you're going to need a phone home.
Yeah. Because E.T. ain't got no Uber.
He ain't paying for no shit.
Pay for your own shit.
Oh, no. And they could definitely redo E.T.
Really. E.T. Comedy. Oh, my God. E.T. in the hood.
E.T. in the hood.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of being in a rich white neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you put him somewhere realistic.
Yeah.
What would happen?
He'd be mugged. It would
be like District 13.
District 9.
Is it District 9?
Yeah, I think so.
The South African one?
Yeah.
Where he turned into one of the
prawns. Fucking prawn?
Yeah. He turns into a prawn. That's such a good movie.
It's so good.
I watched it on the
podcast. Yeah.
I'd seen it.
Yeah.
It's so politically accurate and current and relevant for everything still now.
And it's about an alien race.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But it doesn't even have to be aliens. Like, it just could be another culture.
Yeah, but it almost signifies like
alien immigrants.
What happens to, like, people in their own aperture.
Exactly, because
the gap is so... You've got, like, all these cunts that just go around and, like, murder villagers all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, apparently.
And that's just how they live their fucking lives on, apparently.
Yeah, imagine, like, that.
Just don't care. Oh, it is District 9. Yeah, it is sad we never got a second one, but if there was a second district...
It'd have to, like, expand what was going on. Like,
I want
to
know if the kid gets home.
Yeah. I want to know what happens to fucking, what's his name? Frankus?
Because he gets taken by the government. No, he's living amongst them. They don't know it's him. He's just a homeless bug now.
Yeah, he doesn't go full prawn.
He does. He turns fully into a prawn. And there was like one tell of a giveaway that it was him. I can't remember. But it was the cat food that he's eating at the end as well. I was like, oh yeah, you're full food.
Fuck, that was such a good movie. Super underrated.
Just goes like manipulated. And how easy people...
And the shoes on the foot.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't understand. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's not racist.
No.
He's a nice guy, like, as far as he's concerned. Obviously, he's deeply...
Well, he's one of the inspectors.
Apparently. Right? Yeah, he's just, like, he works in amongst them. He sees the worst and the best of them.
Isn't he a safety inspector? Like, this is a... You can't have this. And remember, he's telling that prawn off for his shelf and some other shit?
Yeah. And he's the scapegoat in the end for like, and they were like, all right, you're in charge of this operation. He's like, fuck yeah. They are
not good. Not the fucking prawns.
Wickus was his name.
Wickus.
Yeah.
I was close.
He made a flower the same. He made a flower the same as the one his wife shows. That's the hint that it's him. Yeah. And wasn't he missing an arm or something as well?
No, he starts off with a prawn arm. That's where he can shoot the gun, their weapons.
Oh, okay.
Remember he has like one of his arm turns into the prawn arm.
Well, I think that might wrap up the episode.
Any closing thoughts on your experience so far?
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed just watching like back to back to back and like committing that time.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was kind of like, and I honestly don't know what like the extent that I've watched that episode.
Yeah.
But I might have fallen asleep during it, but I definitely did that. No. And I can't even, there might be something come on and I'll be like, never seeing something.
Yeah.
But I literally can't. It feels like it was that owned my body at that point. I would, and now I've just got like,
yeah, you almost like you're almost on the precipice of deja vu.
It feels like deja vu, yeah. Like if you think about it, human body's pretty
like subconscious. Like.
Well, there's not a single cell in my alive now that was alive back then. Yet my mind can somehow keep those thoughts, like, digitally store them. What the fuck?
It's like
that's intense. To-
and like what we were explaining before, like the different prodding of questions can actually resurface memory.
Mm.
Like the Pentagon, and you brought that up, and my brain went to the, oh, yeah, the fucking card swipe with the key, I remember, and the Pentagon.
At first, it didn't look like a very secure door, and then I see security, like just a frame. That would have definitely
been
some fucking preppy high school.
Yeah, brains are crazy.
The brain is the only organ that named itself, unless someone got AI'd it.
What, like a fucking bazillion years ago?
Maybe a guy called Brains.
Well, sometimes that is like fucking Henry.
Yeah, neuroscience is just the brain studying itself. I do like that.
So that's your closing thoughts?
Yeah.
Good times?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I like, I don't know if I'm just doing too much interpretation, it's harder, but it seems really good. Like definitely better than I remember. And because it looks so good, I think it like, it's always capturing that amnesiac nostalgia that I have for the show. Because it looks like how I pictured it back then.
Feel shitty to watch.
No, it doesn't feel shitty to watch. And that's the best part. It looks really, like that opening scene in the pilot, in the woods, in the pine trees, that was so fucking...
It was very clean.
It was so clean.
Like, Sammy and I are watching Third Rock from the Sun. And
yeah.
It looks, like, shitty.
Yeah, it hasn't been... This looks clean. Really fucking...
If it has been.
Yeah. No, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I can't wait for the next episodes. I don't remember. I'm looking forward to see how this season goes and to see more Scully shirtless.
All right. Let's get this show on the road.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, boys.
Thank you. Get your fucking jocks.
Yeah.